You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ben, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's the end of May already. How's
end
that happen?
End of May. It's June. It's June.
I know. I remain.
May is still on the calendar.
I haven't adjusted to 2014 yet.
Yeah, well, catch up. Catch up. I'm still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go, man.
At least somebody is.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I had to try to get away with that.
Yeah, right. You didn't.
I know.
All right. Well, we have a great show today. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Dale Kunten. He's the president of Atlanta Design and Build. Dale, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into it, take a few quick seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I am a remodeling contractor in Marietta, Georgia, and I've been in the construction business my entire life, and I really enjoy the outcomes of our projects, which is transforming homes and enriching lives.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Atlanta Design and Build. What's it all about?
Well, I have to say it this way. We're probably like an old-fashioned contractor where we say what we're going to do, and we do it. You know, we try to do the right thing. We've grown over the years. We have several employees. It's been there for quite a while. And like I said earlier, I just really enjoy the outcome of making people's homes a lot nicer than what they had expected and the opportunity to live in it for years to come.
So I've heard a little bit about your home style system and how you go about doing things. Can you tell us more about that and our listeners too?
Well, sure. You know, when we saw the difficult horizon coming about 6 years ago of the real estate and just really trying to reach the right contractors, we felt like we needed to rebrand our company to not be just like every other Dan in a van and Chuck in the truck kind of contractor. So we developed a blueprint, which was called the Home Style System. And basically what we do is basically encourages creative input from our clients and our design team, and that will generate predictable outcomes. And we try to do that through a repeatable process. It's just backed by our culture of doing the right thing at Atlanta Design and Build.
Now, you say repeatable process. That kind of grabs my attention. Say I've got a home and it's 20, 25 years old. So it's, you know, all the original stuff in it, getting a little dated. What is that repeatable process you'd walk me through?
Well, the repeatable process that we have is, first, it's an appointment. A client will reach us, contact us through various sources, call our office, and then we will meet and see if they want to move forward with a design process. And that design process is really where the rubber hits the road, is where they get to be involved in that process of designing their dream kitchen or their master bathroom renovation or a basement. You know, when we do the design, that's one step, and that can take anywhere from a week to 6 months at times, you know, for a much larger whole house renovation. From that point, then, we will generate an estimate, get our estimates from our the folks that are going to work on the house, and then we might have to go back and forth a couple of times to get that, you know, get all the details ironed out. Because invariably, a lot of times what happens is something that's called scope creep.
Yeah.
You know, where they start out wanting to spend $10,000, and then after all their selections and their excitement, it's $20,000. So we sometimes have to go back and revise that. Once that process is complete, and they're in our schedule to start building, that's the next one is contracting. You know, contract that job. And from that point, it gets dirty. You know, we have demo and we have build out. And at the end is when our customers are happy, paying us that final bill.
That's the part you like best, I guess, right?
That's good.
You talked about scope creep, and I get that. What about changes? I mean, maybe not increasing the scope, but, you know, I really didn't want the bathroom over there. I wanted it over there.
Well, that needs to be pretty well resolved during that design process. I mean, we really iron out all those possibilities. And that's also one of the things that's in our home style system is that we also look at your house as a potential for a master plan. What do you want to do long term? I mean, if you're going to have a bathroom down that way, are we talking about it now or years to come on the other side of the house or an addition on the side of the house? So sometimes if we put together a master plan, we can kind of, you know, determine the best timing to proceed with those projects over the years. That's a pretty big one right there, Todd, is to have it start from one, you know, the bathroom and move it all the way over there. I was hoping you were going to say like maybe moving a doorway.
Well, maybe I exaggerated a little.
All right, yeah. Dale Kunten will return after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program. while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Dale Content, the president of Atlanta Design and Build.
All right, Dale, one of the things you talked about before the break was that is this a change we want to make now or a change for long term? And when I originally met you and your team at the Spring Atlanta Home Show, you had a lot of stuff about universal design and aging in place. And can you tell us more about that?
Well, sure. The aging in place is one component. And another one is that booth that we had was called Home for All Ages. Because it could also be a child that has disabilities or someone that's had an accident that's had a serious situation. But let's talk about the aging in place. You know,
why were you looking at me when you said that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd.
It's all that gray hair.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. And
it'll be here before I know it, that's for sure.
And a lot of the homes that we live in is really designed by someone else. You know, a lot of the stuff that you see is designed by a mass builder, you know, a track builder. And there's a lot of things that just aren't correct, like very small doorways or really difficult showers and bathrooms to get into. And so what we've seen happen is one of the things that we've been doing is removing those big garden tubs and putting in really nice large walk-in showers, you know, with a seat in there and multiple shower level heads, you know, one a standard shower head height, but then another one on a grab bar that has a hose on it where you can lower it down. So that's just some of the things. You know, getting into the toilet issue, you know, there's comfort height toilets. And Todd, I'm not looking at you, but it's for those guys with those bad knees and hips, you know, they have those taller toilets. A standard in the industry years ago was the 30 to 32 inch high cabinets, you know, in the bathroom. And you know, that's our aching back leaning over. So now we're seeing those get to be like the height in the kitchen, which is 36 inches. And that's just one of many options to change.
What other kind of trends beyond just the aging in place thing, which I am interested in? I'm making a joke about it, but the couple of things you mentioned are a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But what other kind of trends?
You're going to see a new one come on the horizon that's going to become more and more, and I wouldn't say it's new, is the curbless shower. Is how you can design your shower where it doesn't have that step over, you know, the threshold going across there, and you have a very slight gradual slope to the drains. That's one thing that you're going to see more and more. Like the guy who invented one of those products, he says that it's going to be throughout the industry one day. Well, it's not going to happen that quickly, but that's a pretty nice one, you know, that curbless shower. Also is the discrete grab bars or security bars that you see at restaurants and requirements of ADA that they have, that the ADA requires on public places. But you want, you know, people at home wants to see that. And then the reason I'm keying our bathrooms is probably 80% of the accidents in homes happen in bathrooms. So people want to make it safe. For one, they want to make it safe for themselves or folks my age, and Todd, your age too, our parents. You know, if they're still alive, is that we're making it for them. Those things that can, they won't spend a dime on themselves when they get over 75, 80. If, I don't know if you ever noticed that. But there's things you can do to help them to make their house more safe and secure.
Wow. Well, okay, here's a pretty standard question, I'm sure, for you, but is the work that you do covered by a warranty? Because, I mean, you're in there doing some really big changes to homes, right?
Yeah, in the state of Georgia, contractors like myself that adhere to a very strict code of ethics is 1 year. We looked back years ago and saw that we needed to double that. So we have a 2-year warranty on our workmanship, and there's often times that repeat customers that will call me back 3 or 5 years later for something that really, I go out and look at it and say, you know what, we could have done that better, and we'll fix it, you know? So we have a 2-year warranty.
Well, a different kind of angle. If I'm thinking of doing a design, sometimes I'm probably not unusual in this, I have a hard time visualizing. Like, I'm looking at the kitchen as it is now, and you're describing what it's going to be like, and I think I kind of get it. I mean, is there a way to look at a, you know, maybe past work you've done or some kind of a showroom? How do you help me visualize what it's going to be like after?
That's a great question. That's a great question because, you know, years ago, now this is where technology has taken over, we would bring in magazines. And I would ask customers to clip out of these magazines and take a Sharpie and write what they like or what they see. Or I would already go there and they would have a notebook set up with all these potential ideas. What's wonderful is that technology now has made a couple websites out there where you can go to one company called Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, and another one coming up, it's going to be probably rivaling Houzz a lot, is called Porch.com. where you can go and see other type of products out there, that kitchens that have been done by many, many contractors. Like Hal's has up to 3 million pictures now.
3 million?
3 million pictures. Wow. From all around the country. You know, so you get to see little parts and pieces that you might, hey, I like that countertop, or I like that light over the island, where you can input it into yours. But as far as going and looking at jobs, I have many jobs in Atlanta, all through the north part of Atlanta, where I like to showcase my homes, my customers that I've done work for. They welcome folks to come over and look at it. But I also use my partners that supply my cabinets and supply my countertops and supply my plumbing fixtures. I use their showrooms as well to look at the product lines and the type of features they can incorporate in their own kitchen.
All right. Well, Dale, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Atlanta Design and Build?
Well, I appreciate that, Todd. Go to our website, atlantadesignandbuild.com, or they can call 770-565-8999. You'll reach Vicki or our answering service, and we'll be contacting you within at least 24 hours.
All right. Dale Content, the president of Atlanta Design and Build. Dale, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We shall.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our next guest. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, time for the deal of the day. Ben, what have you got for us?
So this is a last set of homes that are available from Windsong Properties. And normally we offer some kind of percentage off or some kind of deal back. But Windsong is such a leader in low maintenance living that it's just a deal to see that there's just a few homes left in this community. This is their Windsong at Seven Hills community in Dallas, Georgia.
I love that area.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, these homes are priced in the high threes, and it's five homes that are left in this mountain community. And you're looking at ranch-style homes.
Thank you for not saying aging in place.
You
Ben.
Know, I,
although
every
that's
time,
perfect for that.
But every time we talk about that, I kind of go back to our guest from Pulte from a while back that was not, you know, 55 and older, but 55 and better.
There you go.
Is kind of how I've been.
I like him.
Kind of been conditioned to think about that. Because, you know, nobody likes being reminded they're getting old, but they like to be taken care of. And that's exactly what Windsong does. So you're looking at a finished terrace level option with living areas, fireplaces, kitchenettes downstairs in the terrace level, in addition to, you know, your full ranch or rambler style home with your main floor, obviously. So there's don't have to worry about stairs and all that. But that extra space is great. There's also flex spaces, designer appointments. And as I said, they take care of everything from lawn maintenance to if you have any kind of problems, you can get that help that you need so that you don't have to worry about a
thing.
Okay,
so that's because I wasn't sure what the special was here. So it's maintenance.
Yep.
They're going to take care of the maintenance.
Right. And that's what Windsong offers.
You know, what the hell with the 55 and older? Us 44 and olders want that too.
Well, I remember, believe it or not, being 44, and I didn't want to do the lawn maintenance then either.
I don't want to do it at 28, so that's why I live in a townhome.
That's awesome. Only five left. Well, that's going to go fast, frankly.
Yep. And in addition to taking care of you in the community, they've got a private clubhouse with game tables, stack stone fireplace, catering kitchen, big screen TV, and of course a fitness room. So guys, like you can stay active.
No, I had forgotten about all the neighborhood amenities they got out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country club-ish when you have all that kind of stuff.
Yep, pretty much. So to find out more about Windsong at Seven Hills and these last few properties, you can visit windsonglife.com, or you can call their, I like how they do this, they don't call them agents, they call them lifestyle consultants.
Lifestyle consultants.
You know what? But that's what they are.
Yeah.
When you think about the property description, the maintenance-free, the one-level living, the amenities in the community, we're talking about lifestyle. You're not just talking about a house. It's more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can call Galen Turner at 770-917-8082 to schedule a tour of these homes.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Janice Kurtz. She's a Senior Vice President of Sales with the Marketing Directors Southeast. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. You know, before we get into our conversation, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I work for the Marketing Directors Southeast. We specialize in the sales and marketing of high-rise condominium, neighborhoods, developments. Anything a new builder would like to put on the ground, we'd like to sell for them.
Well, we specifically want to talk about the W Atlanta residences. So give us an overview of that place.
The W Atlanta. Beautiful condominiums that are above the W Hotel downtown. There are 74 homes. We are 80% sold out, so there are only 13 more chances for you to own one.
So what makes the W Atlanta Downtown Residences apart from other luxury living condominiums in Atlanta?
The W condominium is all about lifestyle and all about service. There's nowhere else that you can pick up a phone directly to the concierge to get whenever, whatever service. The W condominium is in the heart of downtown, close to all of the beautiful amenities of downtown. You can go to sports events, you can go to entertainment events, or you can come home, have dinner in a beautiful restaurant, and get rejuvenated in the spa. Everything's wonderful. Life is good at the W.
Talk a little bit about the penthouses. I've heard a bit about them.
Well, the operative word when you walk into the penthouses is wow. Two stories of glass, 20-foot high ceilings, floating glass staircases, and they're about to be finished with custom exotic wood cabinets, hardwood floors, everything you want. There are two major living spaces, one on the lower level, one on the upper level. Lots of space.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right. That's exactly what she wants. And you haven't even seen them yet.
Now I get the point.
I can show you.
I bet. So how many bedrooms and baths are we talking in these penthouses? And
well,
are all 13 penthouses?
No,
or how many?
Only five of the remaining homes are penthouses. The rest are single-level homes, starting at about $500,000 and going up to just under $1 million. The penthouses, however, start above $1 million and go up to about $1.9 million.
Talk a little bit more about just features. What's inside the home? I mean, you talked about the two-story glass and the floating staircases, all which sounds cool, but give us another level of detail. It's got to be spectacular.
It is spectacular. It's got all imported bath and kitchen fixtures, Gaggenau appliances. It's got, I probably should do that one over.
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. You've talked about the two-story glass and the floating staircases. Give us the next level of detail of some more of the design, the features that are in these places.
Well, you know, most of the customers at the W like to put their own features in, but we start them off pretty well with wide plank hardwood floors, with Gaggenau appliances, bathrooms with full height glass party showers, and imported Dornbrecht bath fixtures.
I've got to ask a follow-up question.
A party shower? Yeah.
I've never personally showered there, but I understand they're lovely.
That's not a term you hear every day.
No, but stick with me, babe.
All right, so you mentioned earlier about the spa, and that would certainly be what my wife would find most appealing. But what, and you said everything's taken care of. Can you go down that list one more time with a little bit more detail and tell us what all amenities are there in the building for residents?
Absolutely. First of all, the whenever, whatever service is number one. You pick up the phone and the concierge does whatever you need them to do, from booking theater tickets to booking dinner reservations to making sure that your laundry is picked up and delivered. But once you're in the hotel, all of those services are open to you. There are three destination bars. There's an amazing restaurant called BLT. The spa is a full-service spa. There's an infinity swimming pool with a view of the high rises that we call WET. There's a state-of-the-art gym called SWET. The valet is at your disposal. He'll park your car. He'll bring your car back to you. And I don't want to forget, there's a heliport, because travel needs to be instant. Heliport for me.
Well, on that note, Dennis Kurtz will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Janice Kurtz, Senior Vice President of Sales with the Marketing Directors Southeast.
Janice, you talked a little bit about what's surrounding the W Atlanta. Talk a little bit more about the kinds of things there are to do within walking distance.
Within walking distance. Well, you're obviously in downtown, but two new museums are going up just across the street, the new Museum of Civil Rights and the Football Hall of Fame. The aquarium is right next to that, the World of Coca-Cola, the Olympic Park, so many things. And if you go in the other direction, you're basically in Midtown with all that Midtown has to offer.
So at that kind of price point, and obviously they're in the middle of Atlanta with everything to offer that you just talked about, who all lives at the W Downtown Residences? I mean, who all, what kind of people live there, and who would I expect to see as my neighbors?
You'll see a diverse group of people, people that are modern, people that are progressive, unique, entrepreneurs, business people. You'll also see young people, old people, extremely diverse, but all people that understand and want to be connected with the brand. The W brand all over the world is known extremely well and known for a lifestyle that's exciting and at the same time very rejuvenating and very comforting. The homes themselves, absolutely beautiful. So you'll see a variety of people and they'll be very, very interesting people.
Are there any kind of organized or semi-organized events for the residents where they may get together and have some social activities?
There are, and people participate if they want, and some do and some don't. But there are always activities going on at the W. So if you want to see an exciting car show, if you want to see an art show, if you want to participate in any of the many, many programs that the W puts together, they're right there for you.
Do you ever find folks that are have lived in more than one W community? I'm just curious.
Well, in fact, I'm working with one right now, and I can't say too much, but
no, I understand. You can't name names. Yeah.
But we have one particular person that has lived in a different W community in another large city, and will be living at ours too.
I mean, it certainly sounds like one of those lifestyles that once you start and have everything taken care of and have all those, that high fit and finish, that you just wouldn't want to leave.
You don't, but you can. That's another great thing about living at the W, is it's a lock and leave lifestyle.
Oh.
There are other people that can take care of things for you while you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's the next thing on my list.
Well, that's good since Everest is closed this year, right?
It just closed. Oh, well.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what's next. When I think of, I mean, everything you've said, it just screams at me, high-end community with just a fabulous lifestyle. And it's the folks that are living in that kind of environment are always thinking about, well, what are you going to do for me next? What kind of things are you thinking about? What might be coming as you know, additions and even more improvements to this fabulous lifestyle?
You know, everything can be improved, but we're already perfect.
and they're humble, too.
That's perfect. I love that. That is the best answer I've heard all month.
Well, Janice, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about both the Marketing Director Southeast and the W Penthouses?
Well, you can call us. Call us and we will set up a private appointment for you. Our number at the sales center is 404-524-4092, or take a look at us on the web at watlantaresidences.com.
Janice Kurtz, Senior Vice President of Sales with the Marketing Director Southeast and the W Penthouses. Janice, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
And thank you for having me.
The pleasure was ours. All right, well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review. So on behalf of today's guests, Dale Content and Janice Kurtz, my co-host Ben Heisler, and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.